Hey guys, today I wanted to talk about people. Now, if you're introverted like me, or if you have social anxiety, or perhaps you're just not a people person, then you might struggle with other people or struggle like communicating or associating or forming relationships with other people. And that's definitely me. It's something I've definitely struggled with myself. It's not that I don't like people, because I do. I love people. I think that people can be really great sometimes. Obviously, there's some bad eggs, but people can be really great. But I do struggle to be my true self with other people, especially people I haven't known for a long time. If somebody disagrees with me, I take it to heart and I get really worried that, you know, some big catastrophe is happening, rather than just appreciating that everyone's different. And it can be hard for me to trust people. It can be hard for me to be my full self, basically, my best self. I prefer to be alone, and that is generally what an introvert is. And then if you place social anxiety on top of that, then I have fear when I'm around people of any kind, from any walk in life, at any time in my life as well. So I wanted to talk about people today, because this past month perhaps, but especially in the last 2 weeks, I've really begun to appreciate the power of other people. And this for me comes from a few different areas. So firstly, I'll talk about this writing group that I'm a part of. So I have a friend of mine who I met about 5 years ago now. It's quite a while ago. And we both met because we were aspiring writers and we both had self-published books. And at first we weren't in the same genre, so we never had a lot in common, but we kept meeting up because we were local to one another. We wanted to help one another. And slowly we began to become closer and closer, as people do. And she then decided to become a fantasy writer. So now we was in the same industry, was writing in the same genre. And all of a sudden, you know, the whole world went crazy and was like, okay, we're writing the same kind of thing now. We can help each other even more. And now I'm in the position where I would call her one of my closest friends. I could talk to her about my family, personal issues. She can talk to me about her family and personal issues. We can talk about, obviously, writing, the writing process, about the industry, about genre, about world building, characters. We can talk about the state of the world, society, anything. We watch the same kind of films, we're interested in the same kind of books, we're really close and we're really good. And that relationship was formed over years. And obviously, like I say, at first we weren't exactly the best buds, we weren't exactly close in regards to those things. We didn't have a lot in common, but over the years that bond formed. And if I hadn't allowed that to happen, if I'd thought, oh, she's a romance writer, she's nothing like me, I don't want to talk to her, then I wouldn't have this amazing critique partner, an amazing friend that I trust wholeheartedly now. So I'm really grateful for her in my life, and I'm really grateful to what she's brought to my life, and I hope that she feels the same way. Now, fast forward into today, she created a writer's WhatsApp group with a bunch of different writers in there. And one of them that's in there is now going to be a published author. Like, she's got an agent. Her book is about to be published, I think, in 2021. I don't really know much about it, but we met up with her. The three of us met up last week, and we had an absolutely amazing time. I was scared to go. I didn't want to go because I was like, meeting a bunch of new people, obviously it's out of my comfort zone. On top of that, the fact that I've been anxious lately. On top of that, the fact that it was in town, so I had to like go quite far to meet them. I was like, I have a bunch of reasons not to go. But then I also had a job interview that came up for the same day. And I was like, ooh, I have no excuse not to go now. So it was really the universe's way of pushing me to say, nope, you have to go. Don't let yourself be overcome by fear. Don't self-sabotage, go and meet up with these people. And I'm so glad that I did, because sitting and talking about books in general, and then sitting and talking about the projects that we was working on, sitting and talking about life, we were all women of colour, we were all black girls, so bonding over that as well, which is something that's really important to somebody. If you meet people of the same culture or the same ethnicity as you, you understand how important it is to have those connections in your life, especially when you've been deprived of it, which I have at times, and especially growing up. So being around them, being around that good energy, vibing with these women, it felt so great, and my anxiety slipped away, and I just was myself. I didn't have to put on a mask, I didn't have to shrink, I didn't have to worry about differences of opinion, comparing myself to them, anything at all. And the thing is, like, I'm 24, my friend Charlene is 31, I think. And this woman that we just met, she was 41. So we're all in a different generation. There's 10 years almost between all of us. And yet we just got on because we were all just aspiring writers, fantasy lovers, people who enjoyed one another's company, just talking and sharing. And that's what life's really about. There's so many times in life where we can focus on our differences, where we can focus on the fears around meeting new people or being around people. There's so many times when we can allow ourselves to be caught up in the little details rather than zooming out and realizing if a person's just good, if it's just a good person, then they can bring something to your life. They can add value to it, and you shouldn't shy away from that. Now, while we were together, we spoke over my book, and when I was describing my book to them, the two of them got excited, and they were going like, oh, you should do this. Oh my God, what if you did this? Oh my God, what if that happened? And then I was like, well, what if that happened? And what if that happened? And we just bounced ideas off one another. And some people don't believe in this, and I don't 100% believe in it, but I like to do tarot card readings. So, you know, those cards that kind of like meant to predict the future or whatever. I like to use it just as a guide, just as like, what shall I do in a certain situation? And I do it at the start of each month. It's only something I've been doing for a couple of months, but I did it for October, and one of the things that it said was that there was a strong need for learning from other people and creative collaboration. And so I found it really interesting that that day was all about creative collaboration. I was using those women, picking their brains, they were picking mine, we was all helping one another. And so many times, like I say, we can get caught up in our own world thinking that we're the only ones who can write our stories, we're the only ones who knows what's best for ourselves or anything like that. But if I've kept my cards close and decided that I'm not going to tell them what my story is, I'm not going to let them help me, then I would be in a different position than I am now. But fast forward to today, and I'm in a really good place with my book, and the ideas that they gave me has really helped to add depth to my story. So these people, even this woman who I just met once, helped me to make my story even better. And it's so easy to be prideful and be like, no, I don't want any help, I don't need any help, I've got this. But people can help you if you let them. And the point is, people can only help you if you let them. Another thing that I wanted to bring up is when I did go for my induction for the new job that I've got, I met quite a few people. And naturally, I was afraid to go for the induction. It was an all-day thing. I was like, this is going to be long, I'm going to be tired, I'm going to have to meet people, I'm going to be scared, blah, blah, blah. But when I got there, literally, I turned the corner, one girl said hello to me, there was a group of them, and we all just started talking. We all just started laughing together and talking about our lives, realised we didn't live too far away from one another, was interested by each other's backstories, and we just connected. Because people can connect just due to similar circumstances or similar things that they've been through in life. They don't have to be exactly the same, but there's one thing that we have in common, and that's our emotions, you know? Even if we don't go through exactly the same thing, we can still appreciate what it's like to feel pain, what it's like to feel happiness, what it's like to feel failure or successes, you know, to care about things, to go for things, to have family. We all share these things in common, even if it's in different ways, slightly different ways. And so these women that I bonded with, the reason we bonded is because we was all put together in a similar scenario. We was all pushed onto one another, realised that we're going to be working together, so hey, let's talk. And suddenly we realised, you know what, we all share something in common. We're all women, and we were mostly women, and we like to have a laugh, we like to talk, we like to, you know, share. And that was really great. And that reminded me that people can be from all walks of life, and that you might be in a position where you're doing something that you don't necessarily want to do, but if you're in it with good people, or if you allow yourself to have conversations with people, to connect with other people, then it can make things easier. It can make the time pass quicker. It can make you less afraid. But if you go it alone, decide that you're all by yourself, decide that, no, that person doesn't look like I'd get along with them, I'm going to push them away and keep them at arm's length, then you're never going to learn anything. You're never going to feel good. You're never going to know what it's really, truly like to be in the situation that you're in. You could be in a better circumstance if you just let people in. Like I say, I've survived jobs that have been really, like, not great jobs, but the people are what have made it good. And so if there's a situation that you're in where you've been keeping people away, not giving people the chance to show you who they are, then you're cutting yourself short. You're making things harder on yourself. Instead, you could be depriving yourself of meeting some truly great people, or just even half decent people. Because like I say, we have so much in common. We have things that we can talk about, even if it's only a few things. And those things can help pass the time. Those things can help us feel less alone. And if that's what helps us to feel a little bit better at the end of the day, then why not do it? The point of all this, the thing that we all share that can connect us rather than divide us, is empathy. Is going at life knowing that no matter who you meet in the street has probably been through something similar to you, has felt something similar to you. And if you display empathy, that's, you know, understanding, a connection between you, then you will have a better relationship with that person, and you will have something that ties you together rather than divides you. So you can look at somebody and think, you're not the same race as me, you don't speak the same language as me, you don't have the same job as me, you don't have the same interests as me, you don't have the same body shape or anything like that. And you can look at a list of things that you have that are different. And you can decide that I'm not going to be friends with you. You have no value to add to my life. I have no need for you. But that person is a person who's lived a life. No matter what's on the outside, no matter what they like to do or they do in their day, doesn't change the fact that they have thoughts and feelings. They have experiences that they've been through that have shaped their thoughts and feelings and behaviours that's led them to who they are now. And if you give them a chance, you could probably decide that, you know what? They have nothing the same as me. We have nothing that's in common on paper, but they're a really good listener, or they have a really good heart. And they're somebody who's wanted to go for a dream, even though it's a different dream to mine, and they've failed at that, and it hurts, and they're struggling. And I know how it feels to fail and to struggle at a dream. Just because they want to be a pilot and you want to be an author doesn't mean that you don't have anything in common. You have that in common, the fact that you're going for something that's hard to go for. And you can bond over that if you allow it. Instead of focusing on what divides us, we should focus on what connects us. So I kind of went off on a tangent, but I just wanted to say today that for any of you out there who feels alone, it might be because you're allowing yourself to be alone. I know for me that I've had opportunities to leave the house, to meet people, to work jobs or whatever, but instead of connecting with people and allowing people to influence my life a little bit, I've pushed them away, I've kept them at arm's length, I've kept myself locked up at home. But people have something to add to your life, even if you don't know who they are yet, or you know who they are, and or you think you know who they are, and they seem like they're so different to you. That doesn't mean they have nothing to add to your life. It doesn't mean that they can't at least give you comfort and company. Because like I say, in certain times in life, all we need is comfort and company. Just somebody to be there with us whilst we're going through what we're going through. And it doesn't matter who it is. If it's somebody that helps to ease the pain, even a little bit, then why not let that happen? I would rather be like on a shift with the annoying chatterbox type character, and it helps to pass the time, even though they're chatting like waffle, like you don't really know what they're talking about. It helps to pass the time if you let them in and you have a laugh and you relax your shoulders and you just let them be who they are and you be who you are. That passes the time rather than deciding that I'm not going to listen to you, I'm going to keep avoiding you, I'm going to make myself tense and be alone all day, you know? That's just one example. But if you let people in, any kind of person, and if you allow yourself to meet any kind of person, then you might find love, you might find friendship, you might find creative collaboration, you might find somebody who's been through the same pain that you've been through, you might find somebody who helps pass the time, you might find somebody who brings you comfort and company, you might find someone who's just there for you, even if it's for a short amount of time, but that somebody could really help you in that moment, because all we have is now. And if somebody can help you right now, trust me, you should let them. So I'm not saying that you should stop being introverted if you're introverted. I'm not saying that you should just get over your social anxiety. I'm not saying you should just become the most people person in the world. You be you, but don't keep pushing people away. Let people in. Don't judge people by what you think you know about them. And don't be afraid to meet someone new. Because as they say, a stranger is just a friend you haven't yet met. Take care, guys. Bye.